How very exciting! 1 week ago, I released a huge update for my best-selling TypeScript course, re-recording vast parts of this course to make it better than ever before. And now yesterday, the TypeScript team dropped the news that they're porting TypeScript to Go. So the TypeScript compiler and type checker is ported to Go, giving us up to 10 times better performance right now already. Of course, that number might even change over the coming months since the port isn't done yet. By the way, as I often do, I also summarized my thoughts here in a short article, which is not a transcript, but a standalone article I wrote myself without AI. Can you believe it? And you'll find a link to that below this video and episode. Now, just to be very clear, this does not mean that TypeScript changes, that what you learned is obsolete. This is all not the case. Instead, it'll be a free performance boost, a free performance gain. You don't have to do anything, and you will be able to compile your apps faster, and maybe most important for most of us, you'll get faster TypeScript support in your favorite IDE, so that when you load a big project or if you navigate a huge code base, it'll all be a bit faster. Type inference will be a bit faster. Errors will be shown faster. We've probably all been there where we open a code file in our project and it takes like a second or two for TypeScript to really like parse or understand that file and for errors to be shown to us. That all should get much better with that new TypeScript version. Now, the plan, according to the official announcement blog post, is to release that TypeScript Go version, so the ported version of TypeScript, with TypeScript 7. So TypeScript 7 currently is planned to be the first TypeScript version where Go is powering the underlying compiler and type checker. And up to that, we're still in the old world, in the JavaScript-based world. Now, what's super important and what they made very clear in their announcement blog post and in various discussions they also linked to is that, of course, your code will continue to work and they will maintain both code bases, the old JavaScript-based code base and the new Go code base. And they'll do that for the foreseeable future because whilst they of course aim to not break anything with that port, they make it very clear that this performance boost will unlock certain features they can add to TypeScript that are currently not possible. Think of type inference, for example. A smarter TypeScript might be able to infer types even better than the current TypeScript already does. And currently that's not possible. It can't be smarter in certain areas because it just would take too long to really have a deeper understanding of your types and your code base, so to say. Now, with a better performance, you can, of course, add more powerful and capable type checking features and compilation features to the language. So that's why from version 7 on, we might see differences between the old JavaScript-based TypeScript and the new ported TypeScript. And of course, the idea is that we therefore all use the latest version of TypeScript, which uses that ported version. But in case using that latest version is not an option for you for some reason, you can of course continue using the older JavaScript TypeScript version, and they made it very clear that they're committed to maintaining both versions as long as needed until the Go-based TypeScript version has substantial adoption or has been adopted by the ecosystem as a whole, so to say, has sufficient adoption, you could say. So that's pretty interesting. It should be a free win for all of us. And that's, of course, great news, isn't it? Well, I would say, yes, that is the case. These are great news. However, if you take a look at some comments or some discussions on X and so on, unsurprisingly, you could quickly see that people or some people are disappointed because it's Go and not Rust. And there seems to be a big part, or a very loud part at least, in the web development community that adores Rust and that wants everything to be rewritten in Rust. And just to be clear, there are valid arguments to be found in all those discussions and posts. For example, Evan Yu, the creator of Vue, who's now also working on Rust-based build tooling, shared his concern about the seemingly bad performance of Go in WebAssembly, which matters since there are many web-based code editors, playgrounds, and tools out there that in the end need to run the TypeScript compiler in a browser, in a container running in a browser, in WebAssembly, in other terms. So that is a valid point. And in general, Rust is a great language and a popular language, and you can achieve very high performance and memory efficiency with Rust. It's a very popular language for a reason. And there also is a reason, probably, why Microsoft, for example, is rewriting some core Windows libraries with Rust, as it seems. However, that of course does not make it the only language out there, the one and only language you have to use for everything, even though some people feel like that, as it seems. And there are pretty good reasons why the TypeScript team chose Go, and they make those reasons pretty clear in their post and in the discussions they link to, but of course not everyone reads all that. The main reason why they went for Go, and they did evaluate different languages and also hybrid approaches as they explain, but the main reason why they went with Go is that it's a port, not a rewrite. They're not rewriting TypeScript. Instead, they're essentially, you could say, taking the existing code base, copying it into a new code file, and adjusting it to work in that new language, in Go in this case. Now, of course, that's probably not how they're doing it, but that's how you can think of it. They don't want to rewrite everything and achieve feature parity. Instead, they wanna copy and adjust the current code base. There is a huge difference between these two approaches. Now, as they also make very clear, rewriting, of course, is more fun. It gives you many opportunities to really achieve cutting-edge performance, get rid of some long-standing bugs, and introduce some new ones, and so on. But of course, TypeScript is such an important project, such an important language, used by so many libraries and projects out there, that fixing some long-standing bugs could actually be worse, or will very likely be worse, than keeping those bugs, because the last thing they want to do is suddenly break half of the internet, or half of the TypeScript projects, to be precise, just because they fixed something which maybe worked in a way it shouldn't work, but which everything relied on. So that is a super valid point, as stupid as it may maybe sound at first. That is extremely important. It's the foundation. TypeScript is a foundation of so many projects. It's gotta be stable. They can't suddenly like break it or change it and shake up everything that's built on top of it. Of course, another very important reason that speaks against a rewrite, and they all wrote that down, I'm just summarizing it here, but another very important reason is that, of course, rewriting takes way longer. You have to rewrite everything from scratch. That takes longer. Porting, copy and pasting and adjusting, is faster. Also because, of course, they have these two code bases, at least for a certain time period. They'll have the old JavaScript-based code base and the new Go-based one. And they have to maintain both. They also want to allow external contributors to maintain both, or at least make it simple to port a contribution made to the JavaScript code base easily and quickly to the Go-based code base. And it turns out, and I guess you can relate if you've written any Go code, for example, because you took my Go course, but it turns out that indeed there are quite a few similarities, simply in the way how the code looks and feels, you could say, between JavaScript and Go. Now, Go is a totally different language, of course. Go has features JavaScript does not have, like the whole pointer thing or structs, though JavaScript also is getting structs, but that's a different thing. There are differences, but nonetheless, as they also show actually in their official announcement video, if you take a look at the JavaScript code, their existing code, and at the Go code it's being ported to, it looks almost the same. And that, of course, is a super important point because that makes it much faster to port the code instead of to rewrite the entire project, which would be more fun, but which probably wouldn't be feasible. Also, interestingly enough, by the way, it looks like it's not as easy as just telling an AI, hey, here's my existing code base, please port it to Go or rewrite it in Rust. Looks like it's a bit more work than that, because this project is already underway for a couple of months, and it will still take a couple of months until it's really done. So yeah, there is that. Overall, this is pretty exciting though, because I like getting a better performance. I like having faster tools. And I'll be very honest, if it's 10x faster, and if it could be maybe 20x faster, I'll still take the 10x if that means that I get this improvement versus a theoretical 20x performance improvement, which I'll never get because it's just too much effort. Life in general is all about trade-offs, not just programming. And this is one such trade-off. Getting something that is great instead of not getting something that could be even better, I'll take the great thing which I can have any day. But these are just my two cents on that, of course. As always, let me know what you think about this whole discussion, this whole port, and TypeScript in general, maybe, and what your opinion on this entire matter is.